Thank you. Gwen, you are the travel coordinator with Sylvania Probus, correct?
Sorry?
You are the travel coordinator with Sylvania Probus, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay, great. I got your number from the secretary, Sylvia.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So, Gwen, we have an idea for you that will guarantee you up to 40% of your members' trips away. My name is Adam, and I'm with Australian Escapes. Now, we are setting up Probus Travel Club to give your members access to much more affordable day trip and away trip options. And my purpose in calling is to get you answers to a few quick questions so we can understand your needs. We'll then send you some information, to show others at your branch. And this is not going to take more than 7 to 10 minutes. So is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's listening to the Prime Minister make his speech, but yeah.
Okay, all right. So let's continue. Gwen, I would also like to inform you that we are all about affordability and simplicity. So the idea, as I said, is to save you up to 40% of any away trip travels and also day tours. And as we have done some comparisons, and most of the club members are paying way too much. So let's take an example of Trade Travel. They have one tour for just 6 days to Fraser Coast and Hervey Bay, and they're charging over $2,400 per person. We can do a similar trip for under $800 per person. Not exactly the same, but very similar experiences and all top quality. Okay, so let's get started. And these are service-style questionnaires, and I will be as quick as possible. So would you mind if I record this call for the training purpose,
No,
please?
that's fine. Yep, that's
Okay.
okay.
All right. So thank you so much. So Gwen, when you're considering getting away as a group, are your members more interested in doing affordable short-range trips, say 1 to 3 nights within few hours drive, or do you prefer longer trips, say more than 7 days?
Most of the time it's a shorter trip, like 3 to 5 days, because of the age and mobility of our members. We do have a couple of trips. 7 days, but they're only once a year, and that's only the last year and this year we've done that. Best of money, about 4 days, and that's up to a place that one an hour away, which is quite.
Yeah. All right, Gwen, so we can suggest few trips that might appeal to your members. Looking at this year, Gwen, do you have any trips planned at all?
Sorry?
Okay, looking at this year, do you have any trips planned at all?
Yes, we've actually got a trip up to the Hawkesbury in May, which is a 4 to 5 day trip for 5 nights, four, no, 4 nights, I think it is. But that's one we do every year. It's a kind of a standing thing. It's been going on now for about 20 years. And it stays at the South Sydney's Juniors on the Hawkesbury. That's one we put in May. And the other one we're planning at the moment is going down to the Murray. We're doing it through the Murray Magic Tours. We did that last year. It was very enjoyable, and we're doing it again this year, at this stage, anyway.
Okay. All right. So have you already booked these trips, or you're planning or considering to book it?
No, they are booked at this stage. The Hawkesbury one is always highly booked year in, year out. We have that standing booking. The Murray one we have booked, and it's we've got, I think, about 12 people going at the moment, and hoping to get more at our next meeting.
All right, so
We had 22 go last year, which, because our club's only relatively small, that's a good number for us to go get away.
Okay, so talking of which, you said that members are going for trips. So approximately how many members are going as of now on these trips?
At the moment, around about 20 on each.
20
And
on each.
that's about what we get on any long trip, because, as I said, our age group is, we've got about 10 people in their 90s, so obviously they don't go away for long trips. And we've got a few that have ill health problems. So we're just starting to get younger members into our club now over the last about 2 or 3 years. So they're the ones that are looking for the longer trips. So that's why we started now. Up until then, we only had our Hawkesbury one every year and never had any long trips away. Not for the last 10 years, anyway. When the club was younger, then they had more trips away.
Oh, okay. All right, so approximately, you know, to get an idea of how far in advance you normally book your group trips, so approximately in what month was the trip booked?
Well, as I said, Hawkesbury is booked 12 months in advance. We just had a standing booking.
Mm-hmm.
The Murray one was booked in January or October.
Okay.
So it's probably about 9 months ahead, yeah.
Yep, yep. Okay.
Last year it was 12 months, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And let me see here. So, Gwen, some of the ideas that we have for you that might interest you in future, and that includes short-range self-guided trips via bus or train with great value accommodation for 1 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least one or two group dinners. So this type of trip can be done, say, for 40 to 60% less than retail. That saves you a lot of money. So, in your opinion, do you feel that some of your members might be open to doing smaller trips like this in future if they were very affordable, Gwen?
I think anything that's affordable is worthwhile putting to the group. As I said, mm-hmm. we've got younger people coming in now who want to go away.
Mm-hmm.
But we only look at 2 trips a year because that's basically... As you realise, most of our members are, well, all our members are retirees, so obviously mm-hmm. they're on a budget, and they can't afford more than 2 trips away a year.
Yeah.
I mean, we have other functions throughout the year, which takes money as well. So we do looking for affordable trips, but probably only one, possibly two a year.
So the reason why I ask is because, you know, we want to suggest you new and interesting places if possible, places you have not been to recently. So what places have members already indicated interest in visiting in the near future, Gwen?
Well, we have had people interested in going to places like Norfolk Island and the Lord Howe Island.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly going to Tasmania
mm-hmm.
and interstate, mm-hmm. probably. Mm-hmm. But no further than that. I mean, you know, looking at about a 3 or 4 hour flight travel.
Flight travel,
Yeah, train obviously takes longer. I mean, going down to the mm-hmm. Murray takes us about nearly all day just mm-hmm. to get there.
Mm-hmm.
With buses... If we're doing bus tours, that probably would be a little bit more inviting for some members because mm-hmm. obviously buses know where to stop for necessary stops and for meals, but mm-hmm. also a lot of people can't sit for long. So, I mean, with our varied age group, we range from about 65 up to about 95.
Mm-hmm.
So with our varied age group, we cannot get... a lot of people away, but as I said, with the newer members coming in now, mm-hmm. we're much younger, and mm-hmm. are looking for trips, and that's
uh-huh.
what we found. They're asking us what trips we're doing,
uh-huh.
and that's why we started with the Murray last year. That's one of the longest ones we've had for a while. It's uh-huh. 7 days, and because it was so popular, we're doing different trips, but the uh-huh. same kind of thing,
uh-huh.
Also in the Murray, but different area this year, because people were so interested in it. But, yeah, that's about what we're looking at. Until I get a feel for the newer members, I can't say what they like. We try mm-hmm. to find this out, but basically they just say they like to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously at the moment with things away with the virus, nobody's going to
travel
anyway.
That's true.
That would be on hold anyway, at least things settle down with that respect.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in Australia, we'd probably be looking with anywhere that would probably... include probably no more than 8 hours travel
mm-hmm.
by bus
mm-hmm.
or about 3 or 4 hours by plane.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about.
Okay. And Gwen, what is your total number? How many members are in your...
We've got 85 at the moment.
Mm-hmm. 85.
We have got a ceiling of 100, so we won't go over that. We've only just increased it to 100 because we are mm-hmm. getting more members.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to knock anybody back.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the age group again, we mm-hmm. also lose numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've got two people in hospital at the moment. Oh. So hopefully I'll get better, but one of them is 94. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the situation with us. With people in their 80s and 90s, you never know how many numbers you're going to have at the next meeting.
Yep,
at the moment, it's around about between 80 and 85 members we've got. I think last count was 85. We haven't lost anybody in the last month. So it's about 85. But, you know, if we get 20 people to go away, we're happy, because that's a quarter of it, and that's quite happy. Even with the functions, local day functions here, like picnics and dining outs, we don't get any more than 25 or 30. Our Christmas parties and things like that, we get 50 or 60, but that's about it. With normal functions, we're probably looking at about between 20 and 30. We had a cruise on the Georges River yesterday, and we got 25 people. So that's the type of numbers we're looking at.
Okay. All right. Well, Gwen, our research with Probus in regards to a trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what your members want. So how do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
Well, we ask them, for one thing. We have our social days where we have a group of people there, and we just ask them what they like to do. And then we just have to do it by suggesting something. I get the seniors magazine every month, and I go through it, and if I see something that's of interest in it, we'll put it to the meeting and as a interest thing, and if they want to go, we sort it out. Excuse me, I'm going to cough.
Okay.
I've got a bit of a cough.
Oh, no problem.
And if they're not interested, well, we just don't go ahead with it. We've got to try and keep things varied because of the age group.
Okay.
And so the trips, you know, we're probably... I'd like to try and do some day trips. That's one thing I'd like to do. I don't know whether you do day trips or
not. No, we do day trips as well.
That is something I think we might get people interested in, because a lot of them don't like to stay away from home overnight, the older ones. But because we're such a small numbered group, we can't afford to hire a bus.
Yeah.
It makes it too expensive. So we have been combining with other Probus groups to do things in the past, but yes, day trips would probably be something that would interest us at the moment.
Okay. All right. So, Gwen, working out the travel styles that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's, you know, different. So some like fully structured tours and others like more flexibility and independence. So have you ever done an email survey of members to find out what trips, you know, they're interested in doing, like travel style, budget and so on?
Not a survey as such, no. We've only go on word of mouth. Just with talking people, as I said, because of the age group, most 80s and 90-year-olds don't want to go away. So it's only the, what we call the younger ones in their 70s and 60s that are interested. And that's it. Up until probably about 6 months ago, our average age in the group was 80. So we're now dropping down slowly to the 70s, which is, everybody's getting older. But yes, so with 80 and 90-year-olds, they don't like going away. They don't like structured tours because... A lot of them are worried about health problems. Everybody, not everybody, most people when they get to that age group do have something wrong health-wise. And maybe something quite minor, or it could be something more serious. And also, if they have a partner still, then they worry about their partners. So this is our problem.
Okay. All right. So, Gwen, from what you already know about what your members want in regards to trips away, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important are these factors for you? Let's talk about affordability. How would you rate it between the scale of 1 to 10?
I think that about a scale of at least 9 or 10, because people do look at trips and look at the price.
Yeah, perfect.
And that's the first thing they look at,
And how about value for money? How would you rate it?
That would be also fairly high, like 8 or 9 on that, because that's what we found with our Murray trip last year. It was very good value for money, and that's what actually caught people to come back again.
That's true. All right, so flexible, let's talk about, you know, flexible travel options to suit different budgets. How would you rate it between the scale of 1 to 10? By this, I mean, you know, having a choice of different types and style of travel to suit different budgets.
No, I wouldn't say that would be very high, probably only about a 5. I think they would normally go to the more affordable tours.
Okay, and are there any other factors those are important to you and your members while traveling?
Only the health problems, that's our biggest problem.
Mm-hmm.
People's health is the biggest problem. You have people who can't sit very long, mm-hmm. we've got to move around, we've got people who are on walkers, that like to get out. So mm-hmm. we've got to have places to go to which is accessible for people with mobility problems.
Mm-hmm.
That is something we always look for,
mm-hmm.
because we find that if it's got accessibility for mobility people, then you'll get more people along.
Yep, that's true. So I believe you are the one who takes care of the travel arrangements, right, as of now?
Well, yes and no. We do. We've got a committee, and different people do different things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the one that everybody rings up and talks to, and then somebody else might actually organise that function.
Uh-huh.
For instance, I'm not doing the Hawkesbury one. Another girl's organising the Hawkesbury trip. She's mm-hmm. organised talking to the management and mm-hmm. organising the money. I just get the people's names.
Okay.
With the Murray one, yes, mostly I'm doing that, organising mm-hmm. people with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the whole, I probably organise most of the functions, but they're mainly just lunches and theatre parties and things like that, mm-hmm. and that's what I organise. But when we come to doing tours, then it's more with a group. We all kind of get together, and two or three people might organise it.
Yeah. Okay, so Gwen, organising travel plans, getting competitive pricing and communicating with members seems quite a task. So in your opinion, Gwen, what do you feel you need help with the most? Is it like learning about what members want, comparing different trip options, communication with members?
I don't think so. I think that we have a very social group.
Mm-hmm.
I said it's only just the newer members that I don't know what they like at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the members, I could say, probably don't want to go away for a long time. They don't want to. They like to stay in their area,
mm-hmm.
but that is the older members. With the newer members coming in, the feedback I'm getting is they will do travel.
Mm-hmm.
And they would like to travel,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we have actually put on the extra one the last couple of years, because we've got younger members coming on.
Mm-hmm.
And we have sounded them out. We'll say, oh, would you interested in going to Lord mm-hmm. Howe or Norfolk? And they'll say yes. And we'll say, okay, we'll look at that in the future. So things like that. I've actually been in touch with a couple of coach companies
mm-hmm.
that advertised in the Seniors magazine and got information from them on doing trips.
Mm-hmm.
And they will go to a meeting probably later on in the year, because we've got two organised this year. And we wouldn't be able to do any more than two.
Mm-hmm.
That would be our maximum. And as I said, Hawkesbury has been a standard thing for the last 20 years, and people don't want to give that away. So
mm-hmm.
basically we're down to one trip away a year, apart from Hawkesbury, because they just love that one and they don't want to give it up yet.
Yeah.
So until the numbers completely fade with that one, we're sticking with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we're looking at probably one other trip away a year.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting to see how the Murray goes this year. If the numbers drop, then I'll be mm-hmm. looking for something else next year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll probably, depending on the economic situation in 12 months' time, hopefully
mm-hmm.
this virus will be over and done with.
Yep.
And the health problems, I'd be looking at somewhere, say, like Norfolk Island or Lord Howe Island or Tasmania.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere a little bit further away.
Yeah.
Because I'm taking in the younger ones. And if you have a 7-day trip, bus
mm-hmm.
trip somewhere, that might take us. People are talking about going to Mudgee mm-hmm. and people are
mm-hmm.
talking about going to Broken Hill.
Mm-hmm.
They're all areas that I would look at. So, but as I said, it depends on the number of people who are interested in doing it. And until I get a bit of paper out saying, are you interested? And those people say, yes, then we don't go any further.
We are
looking at going to parks in January for the Elvis Festival, but at the moment I've only got 4 people going.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that has the problems of, A, because of the heat up there,
mm-hmm.
and problem with the people with age things. But
These
are things that we look at, and people say they're interested, and we just see how they come back to us. So.
Okay. All right. So this would be my last question to you. Okay. And we would like the opportunity to prove our value to you, because we know we can save your members up to 40% of all types of domestic day trips away trips and travel, and that makes a lot of affordable. It makes a lot more affordable for you. So are you open to shopping around to get better prices on your trips?
Yes, I am. As I said, we're committed to the two this year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to give me some idea of, say, one-day tours or two- or three-day tours, if you can email me the information.
Sure.
I can then... I've got a committee meeting on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
And we have a social committee meeting afterwards, after the committee meeting finishes and mm-hmm. the activities people get together. I can put it to them, and then we can look at it probably a date. It won't be until next year, because one thing, this virus thing is going to put a lot of things on hold,
mm-hmm.
and I can't see that clearing up for the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure whether our Murray trip's going to go ahead if this thing doesn't clear up soon.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no way we'd make any plans for any travel in the next 6 months.
Okay.
But definitely next year I'll be looking for different ones.
Mm-hmm.
So but I need to have, you know,
mm-hmm.
ideas to give to them. I just can't say where you're interested in going, because you get about 10 different answers. But if you have a...
Mm-hmm.
specific place and say, look, we're thinking about going to Broken Hill, who's interested
mm-hmm.
in you? Oh,
mm-hmm.
And that's how you get them. But if
mm-hmm.
you just say, where would you like to go, well, you end up with about 20 different suggestions,
mm-hmm.
and then haven't really got a starting point.
Okay.
So I like a starting point. I like to maybe have two or three places and say, hey, okay, we're thinking about these.
Mm-hmm.
What do you suggest? And then we come back and see what people like.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So if you've got things that you can email me, probably a 3 or 4 day trip somewhere,
mm-hmm.
A couple of day trips somewhere,
mm-hmm.
or even a Lord Howe Island or Norfolk,
mm-hmm.
or even Fiji, any
mm-hmm.
of those, if you've got something, then they'd be looking at something we'll be looking at next year.
Okay, yep, sure. So this completes our survey questions, Gwen, and after this call I'll send you an information package by email initially that introduces Australian Escape. I would also like to inform you that we are the first and biggest travel club in Australia, and we are giving each Probus Club branch a special free membership, so all members can access to the discounts and try us out. Okay. Now, this is a quite significant step for Probus, because it means you're getting free access to wholesale travels pricing on a wide range of options. So I'll contact you separately, about registering your branch, and I'll also update your postal address, your branch's postal address, and your email address. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So may I please have your email address first, so that I can
send you... My email address is
mm-hmm.
g.wood. 358@gmail.com.
Okay, and we would also like to send you some printed information so that, you know, you can hand it over in the next meeting. So
That possibly be better coming to me than most of our correspondence goes to the secretary, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We've discontinued our post office box because it wasn't worthwhile spending that sort of money,
mm-hmm.
and all the mail goes to her
okay.
private address. But if you want to send it direct to me, because she
mm-hmm.
just get it and give it to me anyway, you can send
okay.
it to me at my address.
Yep, sure.
My address is 358
mm-hmm.
Princess Highway.
You said Princess?
Princess. P-R-I-N-C-E-S.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Highway, Sylvania. S-Y-L-V-A-N-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
Postcode 2224.
Four, okay. All right, Gwen, thank you so much for your time, and I am going to, you know, send you all the information today itself, and looking forward to speak with you in future. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.